Test task. Lecture. Now listen to a part of a lecture in an English literature class. The professor is discussing creating memorable characters in stories.
In the stories and novels we read, there are no doubt many characters that stick in our memories. We may remember these characters for a number of reasons, but the common trait that they all share is that they stay with us long after we have finished reading the stories. So how does a writer create a memorable character, especially the lead character in a story? Well, one common way to do this is to give the character a special talent or skill that will make the reader admire and respect him or her. People tend to admire someone who can do something really cool, something that they themselves can't do. Of course, it helps if the character is modest about their skill. Nobody likes a show-off, right? But the ability to do something very well can make a character appealing and attractive, and that makes a special impact on the reader. And of course, there will be a story behind this skill. How did the character acquire it? Did the character suffer to acquire it? All of that will add to the narrative. What kind of talents or skills are we talking about? Well, of course, artistic skills such as the ability to paint or to play a musical instrument are possibilities. It doesn't have to be only arts, mathematical talent, or, I don't know, being a computer genius. They would be great, too. And depending on the story, it could even be some kind of supernatural talent, the ability to do magic or to see the future, whatever. Another way to create memorable characters seems to be almost completely the opposite. Instead of a person with a special talent, we create a flawed person, a character with some fault that affects the way they behave or their outlook on the world. It could be a personality flaw, perhaps he or she is unsociable, a misfit, or even an oddball. Or else they have done something in their past which is terrible. They committed a crime or have done something very regrettable. The thing about flawed characters is that they can be very interesting and also gain empathy from the reader. And if a flawed character does something good or redeeming, the empathy of the reader is doubled, simply because the action is coming from a flawed person.